Hi, this week the question is, what makes Churches of Christ different from other churches? You may have noticed driving around there are several church buildings with signs reading Church of Christ. This is the name given by the Lord for His churches, Romans 16 verse 16. Not every church calling itself the Church of Christ is identical to other congregations going by the same name. We will talk about the differences next week, but this week we want to focus on the similarities. In this area of the country, most congregations calling themselves Churches of Christ share the following beliefs. Number one, each congregation believes in baptism for the remission of sins. The Bible teaches that sinners are saved by the blood of Christ, Matthew 26, 28. But the Bible also teaches that the blood of Christ saves the sinner at the point of baptism. Baptism is the point in time when the blood is applied. In Acts 2, verse 38, Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." Number two, each congregation of the Church of Christ believes instrumental music is forbidden. In some places this is not true, but in this part of the country, most congregations calling themselves Churches of Christ reject instrumental music. The reason for this is simple. We believe everything done must be authorized in the Scriptures, Colossians 3 verse 17. We believe it is through the Scriptures and only through the Scriptures that God reveals to us how He wishes to be worshipped, 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. We also believe that when men invent their own forms of worship, that worship is being changed not to please God, but to appeal to men. Worship is not man-centered. Worship is supposed to be God-centered. This means worship should focus on what pleases God. The only way to know what pleases God is to read the instruction manual which He Himself wrote, the Bible. In Ephesians 5, verse 19, the Bible says, "Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." The New Testament Scriptures are silent about worshiping God with instrumental music. Therefore, to use instrumental music would be doing something unauthorized. Worshiping in unauthorized ways makes worship vain, according to Jesus, Matthew 15, verse 9. Number three, each congregation believes in having weekly communion. This is the pattern given in the New Testament Scriptures. In Acts 20, verse 7, the Bible says, "On the first day of the week, the disciples came together to break bread." Many denominational churches have communion only once a month. Some have communion only once a year. But the Bible teaches weekly communion. According to the pattern revealed in Acts 20, verse 7, the church is supposed to assemble on the first day of every week and break the bread. Churches of Christ do this. Number four, each congregation of the Church of Christ believes salvation is only in the Lord's church. The common idea is that men and women can be saved in any good Bible-believing church. But that just isn't true. First, if a church is truly a good Bible-believing church, it would be only a Church of Christ, because that's the name the Lord Himself gave to His church in the Bible. And if a church is Bible-believing, it will go by the name Church of Christ, Romans 16, verse 16. Second, the Lord has only one church. Denominational churches are not the one church mentioned in the Bible. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, the Bible says, "God put all things under Jesus' feet and gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all." Listen carefully. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, which I just read, teaches the church is the body of Christ. I will now turn the pages of my Bible to chapter 4 of the same book. Ephesians 4 verse 4 says, "There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called, and one hope of your calling." Did you hear that? There is only one body. If I put this information together, I learned the church is the body of Christ. There is only one body. Therefore, there is only one church acceptable to God. That one church is the church of Christ, Romans 16, 16. In this one church, and only in this one church, is there salvation. Ephesians 5, verse 23 says, "The husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body." All congregations of the Church of Christ in this area agree on these points. If you want to be saved according to Scripture, you must be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins, Acts 2:38, and the Lord Himself will add you to His one body, the church, when you are baptized, Acts 2, verse 41 and 47. Next week, we will discuss the differences that exist between the various congregations of the Church of Christ in this area. Thanks for listening to our message this week. If you would like to speak with someone from the congregation in person, simply call 405-567-0575. Again, that's 405-567-0575. 0575. Or you may leave your name and number at the sound of the tone, and one of our brethren will be glad to call you back. We also invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. There you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider another subject on Bible Talk.